And hello, 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 and welcome back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I want to do a big shout-out because this program is underwritten by National Grid, our wonderful sponsors and our great friends. We've had a wonderful time with them. They're doing charging stations at all the Waterfires so that if you go down there with your phone, you can stick in, you know, and those bars are going down, you're trying to call your friend, you stick it in the charger and you're good to go, or if you want to take photos. Anyway, I need to really go quickly here because we were talking to Marcello, who is our friend from La Gondola RI. So those gondolas that you see on the water, and if you were with us before, you heard his beautiful voice. But Marcello, can you just give us, like, in a quick summary, Waterfire Nights aren't the only nights that you're working. You're available when? How do people reach you? And what do you think about Waterfire?
Sure. We are available 7 days a week. We operate, earliest reservation we'll take is 10 a.m. Latest reservation is 10 p.m. And we'll roll later on Waterfire Nights. But best to make a reservation for sure. You could go to gondolari.com. You can also find us on the Waterfire website, waterfire.org. And hopefully we'll get to see everybody soon. And when it comes to what I think of Waterfire, first, to me, the greatest legacy of Waterfire is seeing week in and week out 50,000 people who are just out there having a great time. I have, in 17 seasons of rowing, I've never heard of any fights breaking out and never seen anybody pushed into the water or anything like that. It is just that many people all together just having a wonderful time together. And I think that that is, to me, Waterfire's greatest legacy.
You know, that's why I work there. That's why I've been there for 10 years.
Yep.
I really agree with that. And you had said something. If everyone would just chip in a dollar,
yeah,
that comes down.
So Waterfire is the best and worst advertising for us because all those people see us on a fire night and they... 98% of them think that we're not going to be there the next day or that we weren't there the day before. And
yeah,
the fact is we have been out there every day for 19 seasons now. And I imagine it's the same thing for Waterfire. You know, I've been saying for years on the boats, if those 50 or 60,000 people who went to Waterfire, if every person could just give a buck or two into those collection baskets,
my job
there'd
would be
a Waterfire
so much
every weekend.
Easier.
Right. Well, we may wear out the volunteers.
And we could offer so many more things, and there's so much exciting things we'd love to do, but, you know, it requires figuring out how to cover the costs.
Well, I want to thank you for being on with us because you are one of our most favorite partners and always available and always there, and I just love your voice. So I need to get... I have to work on Waterfire Night, so I need to come to you on an off-Waterfire Night with my husband and get on one of your gondolas.
That's
and listen
right.
to you sing.
It's been a while.
But now, Barnaby, I believe you've got a friend on the phone.
We do have an institution on the phone, which we're delighted to welcome to Rhode Island, and that is the Mobile Museum of American Artifacts. And we have the director, the founder, and the chief collector, Laura Lynn Cruz, who's on the phone. Laura Lynn, are you here?
I am. Hello.
Well, welcome to Rhode Island. You've been here for a few days as part of a project that's coming out of the John Nicholas Brown Center for Public Humanities at Brown University. And this is the Mobile Museum of American Artifacts. And I think it's a fascinating art project of a mobile museum, which is about the found object that is provided from the community. So, Laura Lynn, tell us a little more about the reason why you founded this, and later we'll go on to where people can find it in Rhode Island this weekend.
Yeah, so the Mobile Museum of American Artifacts is a traveling museum of people's personal, everyday artifacts and their stories, and or as I like to say, a cabinet of curiosities of everyday life. And basically, I founded it as a way of exploring sort of our intimate relationship with objects and questions I have about collecting and curation and who decides what goes into a museum and what stories get told and, you know, what stories we believe are worth telling or worth preserving.
And this is a mobile museum, and everyone in Rhode Island is invited to submit an artifact to join the permanent collection as you travel around the United States. And I guess they bring those to you as the director and the curator on site and take a look at the exhibition and tell us the significance of the artifact that they're donating. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. And we record the interview with the person as they tell us about the artifact, and they fill out a form with all of the information, and then that information goes into the wall text that's eventually displayed with the artifact as it travels around the country.
And let's tell people, you've been here since Monday. You've had several mobile sites. Today you're at the Olneyville Library at Olneyville Square until 5:30. And it's a very recognizable sort of Airstream trailer that says MMOAA on it for Mobile Museum of American Artifacts. But tomorrow, Thursday, from 2 to 6, you're at Knight Memorial Library at 275 Elmwood Ave. And Friday, you're going to be at AS220's main office in front of the restaurant at 115 Empire Street. And then at Waterfire, from 6:30 to 10:30 p.m., you will be right by Waterplace Basin in front of the GTEC building. And I believe admission is always free.
Yep, that's right.
And you're welcome to see the exhibition. You're welcome to bring something to the exhibition. And you're also welcome to come talk to Laura Lynn about the philosophy behind the project and the idea of what makes an object important and why we collect things and the power of stories to tell us more about American culture.
Yep, thank you so much.
So, Laura Lynn, is there anything specific that you ask people to bring down to the Mobile Museum? Or?
You know, we are trying to collect every artifact everywhere from everyone. So the main criteria is that the artifact must have a story behind it.
Oh,
so
cool.
Oftentimes, you know, people come and step inside of the museum and then it sort of just clicks and they get it. And I've had people run home right away and bring something to donate that they think will fit into the collection.
That's fun.
So, for example, we might look at a particular hat at a regular museum because a certain governor wore it, you know, 175 years ago. But, Laura Lynn, I think your point is that what makes the object of value is the story, and it's important to broaden the storytelling public as we look at what our institutional memory and institutional history is to include everyone's voices and all these cultures that might not be included in the museum.
Yeah, and it's also just about the fact that that person or these people who have contributed to the Mobile Museum in the past decided out of anything in their lives or in their pockets at the moment, this is what they would like to pass along and this is what they would like to see travel on with the Mobile Museum and share with other people.
Exactly, and give it as a gift to the nation, really.
Right.
Well, I want to, Laura Lynn, thank you so much, one, for being at Waterfire on Saturday, for two, for what you're doing, because what a great mission and what a great job. And I would like to thank Marcello, who was here from La Gondola RI, and Robin Crawford from Volvo, and what a wonderful weekend we are looking forward
to,
right,
Barnaby?
Beginning
of the season, and thanks, we'll have more information about all of our guests on waterfire.org/now and waterfire.org/radio, I believe.
Yes, absolutely.
It's actually radio is where the stories are.
So you've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And thank you so much again to National Grid for being our underwriting sponsor. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the weather.